Hi, I'm Matt Starr. You're listening to NITV Radio. Welcome to our daily COVID update for Northern Territory, New South Wales and Victoria for Thursday, the 18th of November. The Northern Territory recorded no new cases overnight and experienced its third highest day of vaccinations of the pandemic so far, with 2,444 doses administered yesterday. There are currently 21 active cases in the Territory. NT Chief Minister Michael Gunner told in a press conference this morning that the entirety of Robinson River had now been tested, with a large number of those tests expected to be returned later today. He also said that of the eligible population, just 15 people were yet to receive their first vaccine dose in Robinson River, but that they're all now wanting to be vaccinated as soon as today. 49 people from Robinson River have now been transported to the Centre for National Resilience in Howard Springs for isolation and treatment purposes. That's including 8 people being transported today. New South Wales recorded 262 new cases to 8 p.m. last night and 3 deaths. There were 2 men in their 50s and 60s who were unvaccinated and a woman in her 90s who was fully vaccinated. The Hunter New England Local Health District recorded 53 new cases, 21 in Midcoast, 13 in Moree Plains, 6 in Newcastle, 3 in Cessnock, 3 in Lake Macquarie, 3 in Port Stephens, 3 in Tamworth, and 1 in Singleton. The Western New South Wales Local Health District recorded 6 new cases, 5 in Bathurst and 1 in Orange, and the Far West Local Health District recorded 1 new case in Broken Hill. On to Victoria, where there were 1,007 new cases recorded to midnight last night and 12 deaths. Regional Victoria recorded 121 new cases, including 27 in Geelong, 22 in Shepparton, 13 in Baw-Baw, 9 in East Gippsland, and 6 in Latrobe. There are now 286 active cases in Greater Shepparton, 286 in Greater Geelong, 266 in Latrobe, and 60 in Mildura. A full list of today's cases from across regional Victoria is available in today's COVID update article on our website. Premier Dan Andrews announced a significant easing of COVID restrictions set to take effect at 11:59 p.m. tonight. These include no limits on the number of visitors in a home or outdoor public places, regardless of vaccination status. For the fully vaccinated, capacity and density limits have been removed for most activities, such as restaurants, pubs, clubs, cinemas, events, tourism venues, retail venues, weddings, funerals, and gyms. However, there are still limits in place for the fully vaccinated in high-risk settings, such as care facilities and hospitals. That's all for today's update. I'm Matt Starr. For more information and the latest COVID updates, please go to our NITV Radio website.